B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Psachim Daf Lamed Ches. We're going to start three lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Zayin Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Asi. Rav Asi says as follows: Isa shel Maisa Sheini. If you had a dough of Maisa Sheini, and there's a machlekes Tanoim where the Maisa Sheini is considered Momoin Gevoya, is it considered as if it belongs to Hashem, so to speak, to Gevoya, to some higher entity, or does it belong to people? Since this person is allowed to eat it in Yerushalayim for anything he wants, it's not considered Momin Gevoya. So Ledivir Reb Meir who says that Maisa Sheini is Momin Gevoya, then Ptura Mina Chala, then it's Potter from Chala, because the Maisa Sheini is not considered Lochem. It's not yours, and we're going to see soon that in order to be chayev chala, the dough has to be exclusively yours. L'divrei chachomim, however, according to the chachomim who say that it's yours, it's not considered momin gevoya, chayev es b'chala, then it's called yours, and therefore you're chayev chala. Similarly, matzois shel maisa sheini. If you have matzos belonging to Maisa Sheini, and we've already seen before, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, matzos of Maisa Sheini, you cannot be Yotze because of Lechem Oini, and we say that Oini is similar to Oini, meaning it's got to be able to be eaten even when grieving, and Maisa Sheini you're not allowed to eat when grieving, Lo yochalti mimenu v'oini, and therefore you cannot be Yotze. But even if you do not hold of what Rabbi Yosi Aglili says, that Oini is a Loshon of Aninus, however, according to Reb Meir, Ledivir Reb Meir, Ein Odom Yotze Boidei Chivasoi, B'Pesach. We'll soon see why. But Matzah also has to be yours. And since this Matzah, according to Reb Meir, is Maisa Sheini, it's Momoin Gavoya, and therefore it's not yours, you cannot be Yotze. The Divrei Chachomim, however, according to the Chachomim who say that Maisa Sheini is not considered Momin Gevoya, Yotze bo yidei chivasi b'Pesach, you can be Yotze the Choiv, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah with Maisa Sheini. A third halacha, Esrog. We know that an Esrog, Arba Minim, also have to be yours. So Esrog shel Maisa Sheini. Ledivrei Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, who says that Maisa Sheini is not yours, it's so to speak considered shel Gavoya, you cannot be Yotze with an Esrog of Maisa Sheini. However, according to the Chachomim who say that Maisa Sheini is not considered Momin Gevoya, Odom Yotze bo yidei chivasa biyomtuv, you can use an esrog of Maisa Sheini to be Yotze the mitzvah of Arba Minim. That's the end of what Rav Asi said. Maskev Lor of Papa. Rav Papa is now questioning Rav Asi. Bishlei Me'isa, regarding the dough of Challah, I can understand it needs to be yours. According to Rav Meir, it's not yours, it's Momin Gevoya. How do I know it needs to be yours? Tachsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Arisoi Seichem. The Pasuk says, Reishis Arisoi Seichem, Challah Torimu Truma, Kitrumas Geiren Kein Torimu Oisa, Mereishis Arisoi Seichem, Titnu Lashem, Truma Lodoiroi Seichem. The Pasuk calls Challah Arisoi Seichem. You only chayev when it's yours. Mishelochem, if it's from your dough. But if it's dough belonging to Maisa Sheini, and according to Rav Meir, Maisa Sheini belongs to Gavoya, it's not yours. You're potter from Challah. Esrog Nami, regarding the third halacha Rav Asi mentioned, the Esrog also, Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ulekachtem lochem b'yoyim orishon, it says lochem, it has to be yours. Priyet hodo kapis tomorim, anafit ovois arvinachal, usmachtem lifnei Hashem elekeichem shivas yomim. Lochem, mishel lochem yehei, the arba minim have to be yours. Elo matzah, miksev matzaschem, you ever found a pasuk in the Torah that says matzaschem, it has to be your matzah? Even if it's not your matzah, let it be matzah of Gevoya. Why can you not be Yotze? Answers the Gemara, Omar Rava v'itemer Rav Yema bar Shlamya. He's going to explain why Rav Asi is right even regarding matzah and not like Rav Papa's question. Asio lechem lechem, we learn lechem lechem, chala to matzah. Ksiv hocha lechem oini. With matzah, it says that bread, that matzah is called bread of affliction. Uchsiv hasom, and regarding chale, it says, v'hoya ba'ochlechem milechem ha'oretz torimu trumo lashem. That's also called lechem. Mal halon, in the same way as chala mishelochem, you only chayev chala if it's your dough, afkan, so too regarding the mitzvah of matzah, mishelochem, it's only called, you only yotze the mitzvah if it's yours. Says the Gemara, Lema Masayele, and the term Lema is always a type of a question. Can we bring proof from the following Braisa to what Rav Asi said? What does it say in the Braisa? Isa shel Maisa Sheni Ptura Minachalo Divreb Meir. It's explicit in the Braisa that a dough of Maisa Sheni is potter from Chala, according to Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, Maisa Sheni Momin Gavoya. V'chachomim oimrim chayevis. And the Chachomim say, you are chayev Chala from a dough of Maisa Sheni. And can the Gemara is asking, can we possibly use this as a source for Rav Asi? For proof for Rav Asi, asks the Gemara, Lema Masaya, you're asking a question, can this be proof to Rav Asi? Hainu hach, this is Rav Asi, it's explicit in the Braisa, the very words of Rav Asi. What are you asking? Can we bring proof to Rav Asi from here? Says the Gemara, no, hochi koma, this is what we meant to ask. Lema, can we say, mida miflegi, mida pligi beisa, behanoch nami pligi? Can we say that since in this braisa you see that the Chachomim and Rav Meir are arguing regarding Chala, can we assume that from the braisa we can also understand that they would also argue in the case of the others, which is Chala, which is Esrog and Matzus? Oy Dilmo, maybe not. Maybe they're only arguing in the case of Chala. Shani hosom dechsiv ariso yseichem trei zimna. Maybe it's only regarding Chala where it says twice Ariso Yiseichem in the Pasuk, as we read the Psukim before. Reishis Ariso Yiseichem, Chala, etc. And then Mereishis Ariso Yiseichem, Titnu Lashem, etc. Since it says twice Ariso Yiseichem, it has to be yours. And according to Rav Meir, it's not yours. But maybe when it says by Esrog Lochem, maybe that just means to exclude if the Esrog is either borrowed or stolen. But if it's neither borrowed nor stolen, but just it belongs to Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Sheni happens to be considered Mamun Gavoya, maybe since you're allowed to eat the Esrog, that's what Maisa Sheni is for, to allow you to eat it. Since you can eat it, you can also be ate to the mitzvah of Esrog with it. And you would not have proof from here that according to Reb Meir, who says Mamun Gavoya, that you're not yotze with an Esrog of Maisa Sheni. And that was the question of the Gemara, Lema Masayer, can we bring proof from the Braisa of Chala to the other halachas of Rav Asi? Continues the Gemara, Boyer Rav Shimon ben Lokish, Mau sheyetze odom yidei chayvosoi bechala shel maiser sheni. And let's just recap. Regarding Chala, it's explicit in the Mishnah that we saw at the beginning of this sukkia that a person is allowed to be yetze the mitzvah of matzah with Chala. A kohen is allowed to eat challah, is allowed to be yetze the mitzvah of matzah with challah. That's clear. Regarding being able to use to be yetze the mitzvah of matzah with maaser sheni, that was actually a machlokes. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says you cannot. He learns out lechem oini is red, oini as and with a vav, similar to oini with an ayin, with an aleph, that matzah has to be able to be eaten even when grieving, and Maisa Sheni you're not allowed to eat when grieving. And Rabbi Akiva said no. Rabbi Akiva said that you're allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah even with the matzah of Maisa Sheni. Why? Even though Rabbi Akiva agrees that regarding the matzah of regarding bikurim, Rabbi Akiva says you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with bikurim, because in order to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, it has to be a type of matzah that you can eat in all your places of dwelling, not just in Yerushalayim. And bikurim does not pass for that. Bikurim, you're not allowed to eat outside Yerushalayim. However, regarding Maisa Sheni, we have an extra posuk matzois that says that even though in its Maisa Sheni state, as is, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim, but nonetheless, you're allowed to be yetze the mitzvah of matzah with it, because on some level you can eat Maisa Sheni even outside Yerushalayim. When? If you were to make the Maisa Sheni Tomei. Make the Maisa Sheni Tomei. Once the Maisa Sheni is Tomei, then you can redeem it and you can eat this Maisa Sheni anywhere, not just in Yerushalayim. Since there's some similarity between the Maisa Sheni and regular matzahs, therefore we use the posuk of matzois ribo to tell us, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to use matzah of Maisa Sheni for the mitzvah of matzah. That's what we saw in the previous sugya till now. So now the Gemara is asking that the only reason Rabbi Akiva said that you learn from matzois, that from you're allowed to use matzah of Maisa Sheini, is because if you would make the Maisa Sheini tomei, you would be able to redeem it and eat it anywhere. Since you could potentially eat it anywhere, even if in its Maisa Sheini state that you have to eat in Yerushalayim, you're allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it. The question is, if this Maisa Sheini itself was challah, and now if challah became tomei, you're not allowed to eat it anywhere. You cannot redeem it. You cannot eat it anywhere. Challah, which is tomei, like truma, which is tomei, has to be burnt. So it could be that if the whole reason that Rabbi Akiva says that you're allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with regular tohir maisa sheini is only because if it were to become tomei, you could eat it anywhere else by redeeming it, that would not be true by challah. If challah is maisa sheini, or the maisa sheini is challah, you would not be able to eat it anywhere else. So the question now is, do we say that since in as far as challah is concerned, challah is never a restriction for matzah. Matzah of challah, you can be yetzah. So challah is never in the equation. Put that aside. All you're left with is maisa sheini. Maisa sheini, in and of its own, is something which you're allowed to be yetzah the mitzvah of matzah with. That's one side of the coin. Or do we say no? Since now that the Maisa Sheini is challah, and challah cannot be eaten everywhere else, in the same way as Bikurim, you're not be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it, so too, this challah of Maisa Sheini, that's going to be the two sides of the question here. Let's see that inside. Boy Reb Shimon ben Lokish, Ma'u sheyetze odo midei chivosei b'challah shel Maisa Sheini b'Yerushalayim. Alibad Reb Yosi Aglili, akunt Reb Yosi Aglili, who says that any Maisa Sheini you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, because lechem oini, and we say that oini with an ayin, oini with an aleph, you have to be able to eat it even when grieving. Loite boy lecha, then of course you cannot use the matzah of Maisa Sheini just because it's also challah. That wouldn't be a reason that you'd be allowed to use it. Hashtach b'chulin doinofik, if Maisa Sheini, which is not challah, you cannot be yetzah, b'chalosei miboy, of course if the Maisa Sheini is also challah, of course you cannot be yetzah the mitzvah of matzah with it. Kita boy lecha, who am I asking you? Alibud Reb Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, that says b'chulin, regular Maisa Sheini, hu denofik, you can be yetzah the mitzvah of matzah with it. Why? Di'imitmi yeshlen heta b'moishvois, because if the Maisa Sheini would become tomei, you would be allowed to redeem it and eat it anywhere. But maybe, avol chalo, if this Maisa Sheini is chalo, di'imitmi, if it would become tomei, les lo heta b'moishvois, you cannot eat it anywhere, even in Yerushalayim, you have to burn it. Ulusreifa ozlo, it's slated for burning, loinofik, you could not be yetzah the mitzvah of matzah with it, no less than bikurim. Oy dilma, or maybe not. Omrinon hoyil. Hoyil means since. It means we use a logic, so to speak, that since something else could have happened, even though it didn't happen, since it could have happened, we can, the halacha follows what could have happened. Hoyil v'iru loy koro leo shem. Had I not called this Maisa Sheini challah, had I not dedicated and separated this piece of Maisa Sheini to be challah, and then it would be regular Maisa Sheini, v'itmi, and that Maisa Sheini, had it become tomei, isle heta b'moishvois, then if it's regular Maisa Sheini that becomes tomei, you can eat it anywhere you want. V'nofik bon, you can be yotze to the mitzvah of matzah. Hashta, even now that it's challah, nami nofik, because we say that hoyil, since it could have been, that it wouldn't have been challah, and since I could have left it as Maisa Sheini, not challah, and I would be yotze matzah with it, so we can be yotze matzah with it now as well. That was a question that Rish Lakish asked. And the Gemara is not yet ready to answer that. Ikad Omra, there's another version of Rish Lakish's question. And he says that this first question that we just asked now, when you have challah of Maisa Sheini, there we take it for granted that you say hoyil. Since I could have not made it challah, and coupled with the fact that challah in and of its own right is not its own restriction for matzah, so since I could have made it not, I could have left it Maisa Sheini, not challah, therefore it's clear that even though the Maisa Sheini became challah, that will not restrict you from being able to use this challah and Maisa Sheini for matzah. That wasn't the question. The question is in a different case. In that case, that we in the first version was a question, then it's not a question. Of course we say, since I could have not made this Maisa Sheni into Challah, I would have been able to use this Maisa Sheni, obviously according to Rabbi Akiva, I would have been able to use this Maisa Sheni for Matzah, even though I made it Challah, it can be used for Maisa Sheni. When is the question? In a different case. And now we're coming on to another machlekas. There's a machlekas that, and this we've seen already. If you have Maisa Sheni that became Tomei, you can redeem it. The Maisa Sheni is strong enough that now that it's Tomei, it is redeemable, and the Kedusha of Maisa Sheni that was on the fruit will now move over onto the coins, or will move on over onto other fruits, and they will become Maisa Sheni in their place, and the original Maisa Sheni will become regular chulin. You can eat it everywhere. But there's another discussion. What happens if you have not the original Maisa Sheni? If you had coin Maisa Sheni that you redeemed onto coins, you took those coins to Yerushalayim, and now you're buying food with the money of Maisa Sheni, and that's a little bit of a weaker type of Maisa Sheni. Is that Maisa Sheni strong enough that if they become Tomei, you can again redeem them onto other fruits, in order that those fruits, the original ones, so not the original ones, the original ones that were bought, will become chulin? Or do we say no? The weaker version of Maisa Sheni, which is the fruits that were bought from coins that redeemed the original Maisa Sheni, is too weak, and if they became Tomei, it's too bad. It's not a strong enough Maisa Sheni to be able to be transmitted onto other fruits, and these fruits stay Maisa Sheni, which are Tomei, and they have to be buried. It's a Machlekes Tanoim. According to the Rabbonon, you can redeem even the fruits that were bought with money of Maisa Sheni, which means that the fruits bought from money of Maisa Sheni have exactly the same status as the Maisa Sheni, the original Maisa Sheni themselves. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says that the fruits that were bought from coins that redeemed the original Maisa Sheni are less of a quality or less strong type of Maisa Sheni, and they are not redeemable onto other fruits, and if they become Tomei, you have to bury them. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's going to be Rish Lakish's question according to the second version. And what's going to be his question? Because in the first version of the question, we used one hoil. One time we used since I could have not made it truma, and it would just be Maisa Sheni, I could be Yotze the Matzah. Then now that I've made it truma, you can still be Yotze Matzah with Maisa Sheni. That was in the first version. In this version, we need to have a double hoil. You have to say hoil, since if this wouldn't have been Lekuach, if it wouldn't have been bought with money of Maisa Sheni, rather it would have been Maisa Sheni itself. And don't forget, we're talking here about Challah, which was Lekuach, which means you took coins that redeemed the original Maisa Sheni, you bought produce with it, and some of that produce you turned into Challah. So we say, since this could have been the original Maisa Sheni, had this not been bought with money of Maisa Sheni, had this been the original Maisa Sheni, and it would be just Challah of original Maisa Sheni, and then since I could have not made it Challah, I could have left it as regular Maisa Sheni, then if it's an original Maisa Sheni that's not Challah, and it would have become Tomei, I would be able to eat it everywhere. So too, it's so to speak, with using a double since, I could even this Challah, which was made of produce that was bought with coins that redeemed the original Maisa Sheni, even in that case, I can be yotze to the mitzvah of matzah. Or do we say no? Once hoil, when it's just original Maisa Sheni that became Challah, I can say had this not been Challah, had it just been Maisa Sheni, I can be yotze. I can be yotze now as well. That's a single hoil, that's okay. But a double hoil, you have to say, since this could have been original Maisa Sheni and not bought with money of Maisa Sheni, and since it could have been Maisa Sheni that was not made into Challah, and even though now it was made into Challah, to say a double hoil, maybe not. That's the second version of Rish Lakish's question. Let's see that inside. In the original question, where it's just chala of maisa sheni, devade amrin on hoil, of course we use this logic called hoil, since. Ki teboy lecha, what's the question? When it's chala, halokuach bekesef maisa sheni, va'aliba derabonon. According to Rabbanon, who says that Maisa Sheni that's bought with money that redeemed original Maisa Sheni, if that second Maisa Sheni became Tomei, you're allowed to redeem it, in which case it's got the same halachas as the original Maisa Sheni. It didn't become weaker. And therefore, chala of produce that was lakuach, that was bought with Maisa Sheni money, has exactly the same halacha as the chala of the original Maisa Sheni. As we saw before, the chala of Maisa Sheni, we say hoyel. Kiven de omri, since the chachomim say yivte, you can redeem even Maisa Sheni that was bought with money that redeemed the original Maisa Sheni, hainu Maisa. Then what was bought with the coins that redeemed Maisa Sheni has the same status as the original Maisa Sheni. And we said before, that original Maisa Sheni, even though it's Chala, we say since it could have not been Chala, and had it not been Chala, you could be Yitzah the Mitzvah of Matzah, even though it's Chala, you can be Yitzah the Mitzvah of Matzah. Ki teboy lecha, according to who are we asking? Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the Omer Yikovir, he says that whenever you have produce that's bought with money that redeemed Maisa Sheni, then you have to, and if it became Tomei, you can no longer redeem it, it's too weak of a Maisa Sheni, and you have to bury it. If so, ditnan, where did we see this machleikus in the Mishnah that says halokuach bekesef maisa sheni, any produce or fruits or food item that's bought with the money that redeemed the original maisa sheni shenitmo, if they became tomei yifte, according to the chachomim, you can redeem that maisa sheni tomei exactly as you could have redeemed the original maisa sheni that became tomei. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's too weak and you have to bury it. The question is, miyom rinon, do we say a double hoyl? Hoyl v'iloy lakuach hava. Since had it not been bought with money that redeemed Maisa Sheni, rather it would have been the original Maisa Sheni. And v'hoyl v'loy koro le'oshem, had it not been chala, it would just be regular Maisa Sheni. In that case, v'itmi, were it to become Tomei, then yesh le'heta b'moishvois, then you can eat this Maisa Sheni anywhere in Eretz, what was Maisa Sheni and is now redeemed, you could eat it anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, anywhere you want actually. V'nofik bay, and you could therefore be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah with it. Hashdenami now too, nofik bay, even though it's bought with the money that redeemed Maisa Sheni, and even though it's chala and not original Maisa Sheni, you can still be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah using a double hoyel. Oy Dilma, maybe no. Chad hoyel omrinon, a single hoyel, if it's original Maisa Sheni that was also chala, we say hoyel, since it had it not been chala, you would be allowed to be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah. You can be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah even though it's chala. Trey hoyel, but if it's a double hoyel, you also have to say, since had it not been bought with the money of Maisa Sheni, that's a double hoyel, lo omrinon, that we don't say. That was the question according to Rish Lakish, according to the second version. Omar Rava, Rava's going to answer as follows, and the way Rashi seems to explain it, he's answering according to both versions. He's saying, Shem Maiser Chadhu. And Rashi explains what that means, that the question according to the first version, and that is, if you have just Chala of Maiser Sheni, and you want to know if you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah with it, there we say, Shem Maiser Chadhu, and so to speak, we say Hoyel, since Maisa Sheni itself, according to Rabbi Akiva, you can be Yaitza the Mitzvah of Matzah with it, the fact that Chala was added, that also Chala, doesn't disturb us. Shem Maiser Chadhu, and we say, since Chala in and of itself is not a restriction for Matzah, it doesn't get in our way. And regarding the second version, we say that since the produce that was bought from the money of Maisa Sheni is coming mikoyach, the original Maisa Sheni, and the original Maisa Sheni, as we saw before, the original Maisa Sheni, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're allowed to be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah with it. Therefore, even though now it's bought from Maisa Sheni, it was bought from money of Maisa Sheni, you can also be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah with it. Continues the Gemara, we're going back to the final statement in the previous Mishnah. What did we see in the Mishnah? Chalas toida, if a person has the matzahs of the korban toida, or a kike nozir, which is also a type of a wafer, thin matzah that was used for a nozir. The Mishnah said that it depends. If you made it for yourself, this person wanted, intended to use these matzos for a korban toida or for a korban nozir, then you're not allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with them. However, if you made it in order to sell it in the shuk, to sell it to the people in the marketplace, then you are allowed to, if you choose not to sell it, you are allowed to use it to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Says the Gemara. And the Gemara is going to start with two sources as to, let's say that you made it for yourself. Chalas toida or kike nozer, you're not allowed to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. Why? Minan emili, what would be the source for that? Omar Rabba. Rabba says, the Omar Kro, there's a pasuk that says, Ushmartem es hamatzos, you have to guard the matzos that they shouldn't become chomets. And so the halacha is matzah hamishtar meres l'shem matzah. Shmartem es hamatzos, the guarding has to be done l'shem matzas mitzvah. Anyone who's ever been into a matzah bakery will have heard this 1,000 times. L'shem matzas mitzvah. My guarding the matzahs from not becoming chomet has to be done with the intention and for the sake of making sure that they are matzah and not becoming chomets for the sake of mitzvahs matzah. Over here, it's true that the Lachmei Toido and the Rukike Nozer are not allowed to become chomets, but then you're not guarding them for the mitzvah of matzah. You're guarding them for Toido or Nozer. And Siyot Zazut, so this pasuk excludes the Lachmei Toido and Rukike Nozer, She'en Mishtameres L'Shem Matzah. They're not being guarded for the sake of mitzvahs matzah on Leil Seder, Elo L'Shum Zevach, to be used with a korban Nozer or a korban Toido, and therefore it's not considered that the Shimur, the guarding, was done Lishma, and therefore you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with it. That was Rabba's source. Rav Yosef Omer. Rav Yosef says, of course, I agree that matzah has to be guarded l'shem matzas mitzvah. However, what's going to be if I'm guarding it also l'shem matzah, the matzas mitzvah, and also l'shem toida and nozir? Then that should not affect the ushmaratem es hamatzos. However, there's another restriction. Says Rav Yosef, Omar Krav, another posuk. Shivas yomim matzos toichelu. The pasuk says that matzahs are eaten or have to be able to be eaten for 7 days. Matzah hanecheles l'shivas yomim. The matzah has to be a type of matzah that could be eaten for 7 days. However, over here, you made these matzos with the intentions of using them with the korban, that had the korban been shechted for these chalos, for these matzos, then the matzos would only be able to be eaten for a day. Korban toida is only allowed to be eaten for 1 day and 1 night, not for 7 days. And therefore, if you guarded the matzahs to serve toida, then you've restricted the amount of days that these matzahs are going to be eaten for, and that's a restriction, and you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with them. Yatzis hazu, it excludes these matzahs, she'eino necheles l'shivas yomim, elo l'yoyim v'laylo, lachmi toida can only be eaten a day and a night. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavaseid rabba v'tanya kavaseid Rav Yosef, we found a braisa that says Rav Yosef's Makir and a braisa that says Rabba's Makir. Tanya de kavaseid rabba, yochel yotzei odom choyvosei b'chalos toido rukikei nozer, I may have thought that you can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with the matzahs of toido or nozer. Talmud Leimat says in the pasuk, ushmaratem es hamatzos, that you have to guard the matzahs l'shem matzahs mitzvah, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Yotz hazu, to the exclusion of these matzahs, she'enam mishtameres l'shem matzah, elo l'shum zevach, these matzahs are being guarded exclusively for a korban, and therefore you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with them. Tanu kavaseid Rav Yosef, we find a braisa explicitly using Rav Yosef's logic. Yochol yetzei odom idei chayvasoi. We would have thought that a person can be mekayim mitzvahs matzah, bechalos toida urukikei nozir. Talmud Leima says in the pasuk, shivas yomim matzos toichelu. Matzahs have to be able to be eaten for 7 days. Matzah anecheles l'shiva. Matzah that can be eaten for 7 days, yotz azu, to the exclusion of these breads, of these matzahs, she'eino necheles l'shiva, elo l'yoyim b'layla, you made them in order to serve a korban toida or nozir, and had it been So had it the korban been shechted for the with these chalas or these matzahs would only be able to be eaten yom b'layla. And since you've restricted the amount of time you can eat them, or since when you prepared these matzahs, they were prepared with the intentions of not being able to be eaten for a full 7 days, therefore you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with these matzahs. Asks the Gemara, why do I need the psukim of Rabba and of Yosef to explain to me why I cannot use the matzos of Toida or Nozir for the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach, but typically milechem oini, in the same way as we saw previously, according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that you cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah with ma'isa sheni, because we say lechem oini, and oini is with an ayin is similar to oini with an aleph. They have to be able to be eaten whilst grieving. That misha nechal ba'aninus, yotza zu she'enu nechal ba'aninus, to the exclusion of any type of matzah that you cannot eat whilst grieving. And we know that all animals of kochim, all korbonus, are not allowed to be eaten ba'aninus. This is learnt out elsewhere in the Gemara. Elo besimcha, they have to be eaten with happiness. So if all korbonos are only allowed to be eaten with simcha and not ba'aninus, then you cannot be yotza the mitzvah of matzah with toida or nozir. Why do I need these psukim of Rabbah and Rav Yosef? Answers the Gemara, sov aloka Rabbi Akiva, d'omar oniksiv, because they obviously hold that, like Rabbi Akiva, that says that since it says oni, it doesn't say oini, you read it as oini, but it doesn't say oini, it says oni, therefore we do not learn from there that it has to be similar to oini, that it has to be able to be eaten even when grieving, and therefore, since according to, like we saw from Rabbi Akiva, that ma'isa sheni, you are allowed to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with ma'isa sheni, so too with these lachmei toida, or the Rukike Nozir, and that's why we need other psukim to exclude them. Asks the Gemara, but let's even according to Rabbi Akiva, the tape clay, the Havale Matzah Ashira, according to Rabbi Akiva, he says that from Lechem Oni, it says Oni, from bread of affliction, what do we learn from there? That it has to be a simple bread. It mustn't be a bread that's been enriched with other ingredients. And over here, these matzahs of the Toida, they would add oil into them, and the Rukike Nozir, there would be oil in them. We saw that matzah that's kneaded with oil, or that has oil in them, is you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with it, because it's called matzah ashira, a richened bread. Elo, answers the Gemara, Omar Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, you're right, however, the ratio of oil relative to the flour is so small, it's insignificant. Revius, see, there's only a revius, a single revius of oil for 20 large chalas, umischalekasi lekama chalos for 20 large chalos, it's insignificant, does not make the bread be called matzah ashira, rich bread, and therefore it does not contradict the concept of lechem oni, bread of affliction, and therefore you could be yotze, if not for the psukim that Rabbah and Rav Yosef bring. Asks the Gemara yet another question. We saw that bikurim, you cannot be yotze matzah of bikurim, because they can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. You cannot eat them everywhere else. And over here, these korbonos, they're kochim kalim, they have to be eaten in Yerushalayim. They cannot be eaten outside Yerushalayim. And therefore, you should not be able to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with them. Why do I need these psukim of Rabbah and Rav Yosef? Omer Shlokish, Shlokish answers, you're right, but there was one time in history where these lachmei toida and rukikei nozir could actually have been eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and it's for those times that lachmei toida and rukikei nozir, in that period in time, when that was true, that it wouldn't be true to say that you cannot eat them everywhere, and therefore you should be able to be ate to the mitzvah of matzah with them, comes Rabbi Rav Yosef and says, no, that we have different psukim to say why you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah. When was this time that one was allowed to eat toida and nozir breads anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not just in Yerushalayim? Zoisei meres chalois toida or kike nozir necholin benoiv v'givoin. And I don't want to go into this at length here, to Gemara at the end of Zvachim. Rashi here outlines them, but we know that in the Midbar, in the desert, we started with a Mishkan. At the end of the day, with Shleim HaMelech, we had a Beis HaMikdosh, but there were many stages in between. The Mishkan moved from place to place, and there was more of a Mishkan and less of a Mishkan. And And depending on how much Mishkan there was and whether there was a Mishkan, as to whether one was allowed to bring korbonos on other places, not just in that Mishkan, and all those halachas, so bomos, boma gedola, boma ktana. And in one case, according to this opinion, when the Mishkan was first in Noiv and then in Givoin, at that point in time, the Toida Nozir was allowed to be eaten anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, in that period in time, it was not similar to Bikurim, and we need other psukim to tell us why these breads should not be allowed to be used for matzah. Continues the Gemara. Tanya, Omer Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Loi says, Sha'alti et Rabbi Eliezer. I asked Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'u shi'yetze odom b'chalois toida or kike nozir. Are you allowed to be yetze the mitzvah of matzah with chalois toida or kike nozir? Which we know from our Mishnah that, and the Mishnah says, it depends if you made them for yourself or if you made them to sell in the marketplace, which we're going to understand soon. But here, Rabbi Loi asked, it's a braisa, that Rabbi Loi asked Rabbi Eliezer this question. Omer Li, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Loi, Loi shomati, I didn't hear, I don't know. Bozi v'sha'alti lifnei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Loi says that when Rabbi Eliezer couldn't help me, I went to Rabbi Yeshua to ask him. Omer Li, and he said to me, Hare Omru, did the Chachomim not say, Chalo is toido or kikei nozir, sha'ason la'atzmoy, like it says in our Mishnah, if he made it for himself, ein odim yetzah, ben, you're not yetzah, the mitzvah of matzah with them. Limkir b'shok, if you made them in order to sell them in the marketplace, yetzah ben, you are allowed to be yetzah, the mitzvah of matzah with them. K'shebosi v'irtzesi dvorim lifnei Rabbi Eliezer, after I heard this from Rabbi Yeshua, I went back to Rabbi Eliezer, and I told him what Rabbi Yeshua had told me. Omer Li, and he said to me, according to the first version of his response, was bris, as a vow, as a shvur. Hein hein advarim shenemru lo Moshe Sinai. This is exactly what was given to Moshe at Sinai, and it's completely the truth. Ikud Omer, another version, was that he was actually questioning it. Bris, I'm making a shvur, a vow. Hein hein advarim shenemru lo Moshe Sinai. Are these things that were given to Moshe Sinai in this form, v'loi taima boy? And you can make a differentiation like this without needing an explanation? If it's given to Moshe at Sinai, we don't ask questions. That's what halacha l'Moshe Sinai, whether we understand it or not. But this is not halacha l'Moshe Sinai. How can you, Rabbi Yeshua, just make a differentiation if you made it for yourself, if you made it to sell in the marketplace, and without explaining it? We cannot accept that. And now the Gemara says, V'tam amai. But at the end of the day, we know the Mishnah said this. What is the explanation? What is the reasoning behind this difference? Omar Rabbi explained that kol l'shuk, when you make these breads to sell in the marketplace, imluchei mimlach. He changes his mind. He makes it like on a condition. Omar, he says, imizdavan, if they get sold for somebody who needs to bring a korban toida or a korban nozir, is good. It will go for that. Eloi mizdavan, if it doesn't get sold, epik bu'an no, then I will use them for the mitzvah of matzah. And since he originally knew that there's a possibility that he was going to use this matzah for matzah's mitzvah, therefore you're allowed to use it for to be yetzah the matzah on Leil Pesach. And that's the explanation in the last statement of the Mishnah. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue the next Omad with the next Mishnah.